Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Resident Evil Month. Today, let's watch Resident Evil Apocalypse.
You were
going to
say, let me play that for you.
I've been working on my RE guy voice. Ooh. So anyway, I'm your host, the Dead Man. Today, as always, we have Bellavion.
Hello.
The Star Child.
Hello.
And making her triumphant return after her absence from the past month of movies, Ninja Kitty.
Two. Hi, 2 months, Dead Man.
Fuck,
screw Worst Movie Month and fucking...
The one before Worst Movie Month was Mel Brooks Month, and you were there for Mel Brooks Month.
I don't remember any of that.
You did Blazing Saddles.
I don't remember any of that.
Really? You don't remember Get It Like a Penis?
No.
That was Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
See, now you're just confusing me. Come on.
And plus, Get It Like a Penis has been existing long before Mel Brooks Month. Just not to that extent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to continue enjoying my black cherry root beer.
So anyway, like I said, we're watching Resident Evil Apocalypse. This is the second Resident Evil movie, and the last one to have a plot that vaguely resembles the games.
Yay!
After that, it just turns into insert X movie here, but with zombies.
Isn't part of it in Toronto?
It's entirely filmed in Toronto, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, we as always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. We have the movie paused at 28 seconds. It's right after the Constantin film logo goes away. Then you hit play, it should go into umbrella thing. Like I said, 28 seconds, right after Constantin logo goes away, the screen should be black right now. So, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Pardon?
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So before I press play, it kind of looked like there was a nipple in the middle of the screen.
God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Look. Umbrella now makes eyes.
I've seen contacts that are like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, just saying. I've looked up a lot of contacts. Oh, no way.
Oh, right. This is multi-language. I'm on Spanish. I have to finish this. Or fix this.
Yeah.
Un compreo.
Oh, there we go. There's English.
The hive.
Missed part of the intro there because it was in Spanish.
An incident where your husband threw a vial of shit and killed everybody. Including the skinless zombie dogs. Wasn't he a reporter? Or a cop or something?
I'm confused about what he was.
He was an environmentalist cop with a crazy sister.
Yeah. He was anti-umbrella. So he's the bad guy. Oh my god, the hive!
Clearly because... bad shit.
Yeah, clearly.
How did they fuck it up?
How did who fuck what up?
The people that went down there the second time. How the fuck did they screw it up?
Obviously, they were prepared to deal with zombies.
They didn't understand zombies
were coming.
They
saw someone mutating in front of their eyes.
They didn't know zombies were happening.
When they first went down.
I had like a reporter. I expect something horrible to happen to her.
Rape. Skull fucking.
Hi, Toronto.
Skull fucking
wow.
For everyone!
That is way too ideal, like, for it to last. You're all gonna die. Asshole.
Like, seriously.
Let's just throw
That's
your newspaper under
paper
the
boy.
Sprinkler.
And a far too idyllic neighborhood. This is filmed in Toronto. Where the fuck did they find that place?
I don't know.
Why the hell do these guys build their secret facilities under the most terrible places?
Just like, build it out in the middle of nowhere. You know what? They clearly did not attend the Evil 301 panel.
Clearly.
Oh, fuck no.
Actually, they kind of did, then. This is a perfect place, according to him. Underground.
See, look! They're looking for the T-Virus. Right there.
Yeah, but this is Umbrella. The guys I sent in before weren't Umbrella. They were Stars.
No, they didn't handle body disposal. They didn't...
Like, They didn't expect any of it, though. Look.
Yeah, Umbrella never tells anybody anything. Virus.
Yeah, but they were expecting that shit. They were looking for it, and they're like, oh, we didn't expect it. But we were expecting it because we were looking for it.
They didn't expect it in that extreme. They didn't expect liquors.
They didn't expect every single person down there to be infected. And
no, they didn't expect the liquors.
There was someone mutating in front of them right before they went down there.
They also didn't expect someone to go and fuck with the red
queen. Was someone mutating in front of them when they left.
Well, as soon as they saw it, they were like, okay, take...
That was the end of the last movie.
Yeah, the end of the first movie was what just started
happening. They got out. Those people in white were there. They took away the guy that was mutating. They're like, okay, we need to know what happened down there. We're reopening the hive.
Yes.
Umbrella is a terrible evil corporation. They have no clear goal.
Yeah, these are the guys who I'm pretty sure like were the originators of the step one, step two ? Prophets meme. He's like, step one, release deadly virus. Step two, kill everyone you've ever met. Step three, Step four, profit. Asshole! You never do that. It is just bad taste to stop a man trying to leave in a wheelchair. Pretty sure she has that bag on backwards.
Damn, why did I install those override switches? Note to self, replace those with nerve gas.
Yeah, pretty sure they disconnected the battery.
Note to self, connect the battery cables to a bomb.
Well, his daughter's dead.
What are the chances?
And the guy just keeps going. It's Toronto, after all, though.
Okay, you might see that in, like, London, but...
No, Toronto has some pretty bad drivers.
The streets are too crowded in Toronto for you to just run away.
It's true.
These aren't... You get, like, yeah, but this isn't Toronto, remember? Like, well, it is Toronto, it isn't Toronto. It's Raccoon City.
So I'm just going to keep referring to it as Toronto.
Either that was just a guy in a giant truck ran into the film set. Oh, hey, look.
Yeah, they never actually wrote that into the movie. It's just because...
That little girl actually died.
Yeah, they just replaced her with the twin
sister. You guys are assholes for laughing at her.
No, actually, they cloned her.
Alright, this is where they sort of do the whole the first game happened off-screen thing.
Well, the first game happened in a mansion. The first game happened in a secret underground facility underneath a mansion outside Raccoon City.
The second game happened in Raccoon City. I don't understand how people get overwhelmed by this. Like, you have a fucking gun. There is mass homicide occurring. You're not thinking to shoot in the head and ask questions later?
No, people don't care.
Like, what are they doing that?
They're arresting the zombies.
Yeah. You know, they don't know they're zombies.
Their skin is decaying.
They don't have a pulse.
So? They're cops. They only indiscriminately kill people if they killed cops. And yeah, that's really standard issue uniform. Sienna, what's your name?
And suddenly we're in the Matrix.
Yep. And inside the Matrix is this European guy. Makes sense.
I don't understand how you can't get something like that under control. Like, maybe I can understand the liquors, but just the regular fucking zombies? How do you not get that under control?
Because people suck.
I could do it by myself.
I feel like this 3D representation very poorly represents her breast size.
Yeah, they're generous. She's only got a B at best. Oh god, so many needles!
A, no question.
That's how that works.
I honestly don't think she would feel them if they've been in there for a while. You tend to not remember that the needles are there.
But she's been unconscious, with medicine flowing through them. Now the medicine has stopped.
Yeah, but you still wouldn't really feel the needles. It goes numb after a while. Your body stops responding to it if it's been there for too long. That's what happens. it forgets that they're there because the constant stimulation is gone. If you moved in the slightest, however, then you would feel it.
Yeah, and she was sitting up.
I've had my... No, she started screaming before she started sitting up. She was just awake, and then, and she started moving.
Shoddy. When did Umbrella have time to set up that fence?
Exactly. How did they do that and were not able to fucking vent the...
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, Umbrella, I'm pretty sure they actually intentionally released the virus into Raccoon City.
Yeah, see, they Umbrella's... end up using it as an experimental playground.
Yeah. Yeah, Raccoon City is just kind of... Hey, you're here... Here, have some virus. Now let's see what happens.
Like Lindsay and STD drugs. Huh, there's a lot of chlamydia here. Maybe we can try a new drug.
Yes. Here's one that makes zombies. Go! CIBC!
CIBC!
CIBC! CIBC!
Once again, this all just seems like an average day in Toronto to me.
How? She's outrunning them. How are they catching up?
Because they're zombies.
I don't know, a panty shot.
Teleportation abilities.
Like, how many floors did she go up?
A few. Yeah, but zombies can teleport, remember? Like, no matter how fast you go, the zombies will always catch you.
Oh, she's fucked.
Did they rip her fingernails out? And oh god, they're biting her. And they're dropping frames. Why do they keep dropping frames? Carlos Oliveira! Hey kids, look who it is!
Aw, Death Bay.
It's that guy who's in stuff. But he's never really the main character.
Yeah.
He's always the gun-toting hero of the story. That shows up, kills things, and then fucks off.
Yep. As he should. He just said fuck orders.
Like, she obviously has blood on her.
No, no, no. He cannot aim that well holding the guns like that.
Yes, he can. Because science.
Because America.
Yeah, but he's not he's Spanish.
But he's American.
He's something not American.
Yeah, he's something not American.
Although he might have been born in America.
Listen to that
exactly.
Accent.
He could be Mexican American. What accent?
Why did he say we have an antivirus?
Because they don't.
Yeah, it does.
It works. If it works, you catch the infection early enough.
But those guys are grunts. They don't know about the antivirus.
Also, if you tell one person that there's an antivirus, word will spread, and then you got calamity and riots. Yeah.
What kind of cop dresses like that? Unless she's, like, out on the strip undercover.
Shoot him in the head now!
He might just be having a heart attack.
Wow, that was a quick change. Ha! Suck it, bitch!
What a dumbass.
Black guy's fucked.
Black guy dies first.
Well, not technically. The blonde-haired with big boobs dies first.
The blonde-haired with big boobs dies, like, second. You gotta keep those boobs in there for a while.
Well, what about the chick who just jumped off the roof? She was blonde-haired and big-boobed.
But she wasn't the main character.
Doesn't matter.
Or part of the main group. Oh my god, they're closing the gates! Why did we move to a city with giant gates around it? Seriously, you people have no one to blame but yourselves.
Unless you're in The Walking Dead, and gates serve no purpose.
What part of the government is like, what? There's a crisis in a city. Well, let's just give this corporation full military power instead of sending in the actual military.
Well, they're like, oh my god, it's like, oh my god, something's happening. Let's send in the military. And then Umbrella's like, wait, how about I add an extra zero to this check?
It's like, and you okay, let me then. Take in my own mercenaries.
And for all we know, Umbrella is the government.
Chances are that the government owes a lot of money to Umbrella.
Yeah.
Like $15 trillion.
He sounds like... That guy sounds like the robot announcer. Die, bitches.
And of course, they do the not evil corporation thing and don't actually shoot people. Which seems very un-Umbrella to me.
Yeah, I know. These guys must be new. They haven't had their souls ripped out yet.
That happens on Wednesday.
Yeah. Right after orientation. Why do you keep dropping frames?
Because it's scary.
So many frames!
What, it's so scary that frames left the movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
They like,
oh my
god,
zombies, let's get out of here!
Well, I don't think people would be able to handle a full frame rate, you know? Maybe they forgot to film in high-definition camera. Seriously, how are you not able to handle fucking zombies? They're slow!
Because they're using full automatic instead of semi.
Yeah.
Knife the fuckers! Where are their knives?
They're there, they just aren't in close range.
Grenades don't do that.
If you hit a car.
If they're high explosive grenades.
That hit a car.
The only kind of grenades that do that are phosphorus grenades.
How do you know they don't have phosphorus grenades? You don't know.
There's only one country
People
that's actually developed
them,
and that's Israel.
This is Umbrella, they have access
to
everything.
The United States now buy them, so... True enough. I guess everyone could have phosphorus grenades.
Umbrella probably developed phosphorus grenades group for Israel. Where is he
from?
The
dumb little bitch ran off.
Which one?
That one.
He looks like Liam Neeson. That one was in Mr. Deeds.
Yeah. He was also in Fringe.
But the other one, he just looks like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's like a low-rent French Liam Neeson. Yeah, that's who he is. He's French Liam Neeson.
Bold move, though, putting a Frenchman in command of your military. I mean...
They're just gonna run away.
It's like, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kindly surrender myself to your power. Yes, that's right. Put the genius man in front of a computer. With his own computer. Brought to you by Sony. Wait, why do you think signing into the same network on a different computer would work?
That was a fast hack. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What kind of code did he use?
The power of Umbrella.
There's just, like, a shitload more RAM in the bottom of his wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. His entire... Yeah, that's actually just a monitor. Like, his entire chair is a tower. It's 64 gigabytes of RAM.
Wait, they have personnel locator? Why did they just find her?
Because fuck you.
I think they were lying.
Yeah, they...
For what
just wanted to get
purpose?
They wanted to get him out of the city. They wanted to get him as far away as possible before doing virus shit.
Yes, but... Oh, look, we found his daughter. Let's take 5 minutes and get her so he'll actually leave.
Yeah, Umbrella's not that smart.
Why didn't she put on some
We have fucking
clothes.
Helicopters. Because she hadn't found any badass biker shops yet.
Yeah.
In Toronto?
This isn't Toronto, this is Raccoon City.
And now she just... That...
And where do you think we get raided first if Toronto encountered the zombie apocalypse?
Actually,
the stripper shops.
That's...
She's putting
that
on
shop.
A dress,
that
though.
Is Beaver's that's Army the, Surplus.
Not a dress. That's a shirt.
Oh.
She's spasming because virus!
I'm anorexic, everyone! I can act!
Oh man, it was so weird when I was built in that fucking tube and then Bruce Willis had sex with me. Fifth Element. Fuck you all. Just do it, damn it!
I don't get what the fuck's going on.
They did science on her.
Yeah. They experimented
after
on her because they
were raped her.
They wouldn't rape one of their test subjects. They'd have one of, the, one of their other test subjects rape her.
Neat.
They seriously kidnapped them separately. They kidnapped some for test subjects, some for raping.
Seriously, does Jill Valentine just work vice?
All right, you go to the rape group, you go to the test subjects, you go to the rape group. Oh, you're definitely going to the test subjects. Oh.
Yeah. Like, hey, the rape group are the lucky ones.
I was like, all right, so fat chicks, test subjects. Hot chicks, rape. Everyone else, get in the middle, we'll find a place for you. Is that Alan? For a second there, I thought it was Alan Tudyk. Is he staring
I'm
at her
hot
boobs?
Chick.
He's staring at her boobs. Yes, take it easy. You know, asking politely if we
nipple.
Asking politely if we can stay here. Fucking journalists. It's a video camera.
Wow, Zoom you're a twat. House. I hope you die.
She's only human.
That doesn't explain.
I know how much of an insult that is coming from you.
Yeah, as if I'm a human. Kidding me? I'm not even a girl.
We work on the internet, man. We're not humans.
Gave up my humanity long ago.
Yeah, to work on the internet, you had to give up your humanity.
Yeah, humans fail at zombie apocalypse. I don't fail at zombie apocalypse. Zombies can't open doors.
Nope. Hit them until they fall down.
Or if the door physically can't be broken down, as in it's too thick, like my apartment doors, then you're fine.
Oh, you idiot.
Have a good spot for zombie
you
apocalypse.
You idiot.
Especially since the elevator runs on emergency power.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies
so
you
can't
would
get
be,
to the stairwells.
You would need a very low amount of power to keep the elevators running.
Mm-hmm. So you can knock
so
down
like
the stairs.
One generator.
And if need be, you can jump out the floor.
Okay, can we Sorry, focus the movie?
Yeah. I don't really want to focus on this thing, though. It's kind of gross.
Zombie!
Ah, he left her glasses on.
God damn religious people.
See, they'll be the downfalls of us all.
That's what he gets for being a Catholic priest.
Oh, dear God, zombies. Who could have expected that?
Aren't all churchgoers really zombies?
Yeah, kind of.
Stand up, sit down, eat this thing that's supposed to be the flesh of your God.
Now drink his blood and get a little bit drunk off it. It's okay.
Yeah. And stare at his
church
dick.
Buzz.
Liquor.
See, liquors I don't think I'd be able to handle. The only hope an average person has, unless they have a gun, is to stay hidden. And hope it doesn't notice you.
You'd have to hide your heat signature.
No, as in, make sure that you're hidden so that it doesn't notice you at all, ever. Meaning it doesn't come across you. Not, yeah. Oh, it's noticed you, and then you gotta hide.
I'm pretty sure they can track by scent.
No, there'd be no tracking, as in it doesn't see you ever.
Or they hunt by predator.
As in, it never knows where you are. It's never hunting you. It's never aware that you exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Become anonymous.
Get a Guy Fawkes mask, start hacking.
Yes. Just, like, throw on a Guy Fawkes mask. Like, now you can't eat me.
Oh, God. How did he not notice that?
At least the looker looked better this time.
That tongue made me think of the most frustrating thing to ever happen in Left 4 Dead. Everyone else is dead or otherwise occupied, and suddenly, smoker.
Fucking smokers! always when you're alone.
Yep.
That or chargers. Fucking karma chargers all the time.
She does not know how to hold a gun. Just looks weird holding a gun.
And I can always call it whenever there's a tank. Just, there's gonna be a tank up ahead. No, there's not. Roar! Shit.
Oh boy, another gun! Let me put it between my cleavage. How can you not reach that? Why is it taking so long?
Suspense. It's boobs. And a cowlick on her hair.
Ooh. Wow, that looker really didn't eat much.
He just kind of licked it. You get it?
He was just a bit snackish, you know, a bit peckish. Didn't want to fool
like him. Like I said.
Just wanted something to tide him over till dinner.
It was just, it
when
was
he, when he eats the black guy.
With a really, really harsh tongue. Like a cat tongue, but like with razors.
What happened? Spines. You can see them on the side of his tongue. Here's the one he whips you.
I have to wonder, is a tube top really the best shirt to be wearing during the zombie apocalypse?
I've been saying that the entire time!
I'm assuming she pinned it to her her harness there.
Double-sided tape. On the boobs.
Double-sided tape doesn't work when you perspire.
Keeps your nipples from popping up. But she doesn't perspire.
Why do women wear tube tops when every 5 minutes you gotta do this?
Depends on the quality of the tube top.
Yes, every 5 minutes you gotta do this on an audio only show.
Sorry. When you gotta just yank that shirt back up.
We'll leave it to the viewer's imagination.
When I said do this, I meant flash your titties.
Yes, Star Child is hoping that all women who wear tube tops will do that every 5 minutes now.
Lick her!
And 4:59 and tits. Yeah.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah, I'll admit, the liquor does look better, but it still doesn't look good. And driving a motorcycle through the church window.
Convenience.
And oh, God, it's meatloaf.
Realism.
And badass drum music.
Hot patootie, bless her soul.
Nice.
Fishnet shirt.
Why did her shirt turn that color and that style already? She pulled a spaghetti strapped shirt.
No, she's wearing the fishnet on top of the other shirt that she was wearing. She needed two layers. Why? It was cold out.
Well, it's not like she'll get any nipply. She doesn't have any. I like the pants, though.
Oh, on my bike!
I didn't think it was possible, but she's actually wearing a worse shirt than the other one.
She's wearing two shirts. She's wearing the one in the store and the other one that she put on top of it.
Yeah.
Shoddy! This is my boomstick! And they're doing nothing! Bitch.
It's because they're as useless as a nun's vagina.
Hey, kids, it's Mike Epps.
You
You mean the Greater Toronto Area, which is where you are?
you mean Grand Theft Auto. Oh, look, zombie hookers.
I know. Yay! Defeated by tits.
You crash your car because of zombie hookers. The fuck is wrong
Seriously,
with you, Mike Epps?
Zombie tits are not attractive.
Seriously, why are they going so slow? And the other guys were like barreling up the stairs.
Because
fuck logic.
Yeah. They're kind of supposed to consistency when we have guns. They probably go. Actually, they were probably going slowly because they get a better view of their tits. Bah! Seriously,
how did he
where
bite
chain
through
mail?
That?
How the wear f- a shark suit.
No, seriously. Yeah. Try biting through clothes. See how well it does you.
Ooh.
If I tried really hard, I could get through.
Now I can
you wouldn't
save
be able
certainty.
To tear the material. The material
no.
would give.
I would just hurt myself if I bit hard enough.
Yeah, maybe your incisor would make it through, but it wouldn't be any worse than just poking you.
I can now say for certainty that those were not phosphorus grenades. Those were fragmentation grenades, which do not create a fireball.
They can have more than one kind of grenade.
By the way, pizza.
It created a fireball. It was a fragmentation grenade.
No, actually,
it
that was azip.
Yeah, they mirrored. They use it from both angles, though, mirrored and unmirrored, to make it look like there was more space. Mm-hmm. But because of pizza, or azip,
You know what would work? If they got to a higher elevation. As in one of the many skyrise buildings that they're walking around.
Yeah. Just get off the ground floor, destroy the stairway. You'll be good.
Well, not even then. Good luck, zombies trying to find you once they get through the main door of the building. Once you get in there, it takes some time to break it down.
Hell. The path system is a perfectly reasonable method of moving around that city.
Yeah. Ah, as if the zombies would be storming in there.
Hey. That was a pointless shot.
The zombie has to check his due, man.
Yeah. It's like, still styling.
I still got swag.
Isn't this a scene that pisses me off? I can't remember.
Yes, it is.
God, shit. You got bit, didn't you, Bo? Bro. I said Bo. Why did I say Bo? My tube top disagrees with you.
Because I'm hotter than you.
It's going to come to that. Seriously, you just walked into a police station, killed 7 people, didn't even give a fuck. But then this guy who you probably, I don't know, you have a history with, I don't fucking know. Why is it an if? You know! Unless they, have a stick.
Or, can push you back, or move out of the way, or amble a little bit faster and you can stumble.
Oh, God.
So, let's say that long dead corpses did come back from the T-Virus, which they don't.
Nope.
And there's no reason for this.
I'll just say this. There's a reason why CPR is supposed to be performed on a body, because the brain starts to decay after 4 minutes of no oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you need to cool the brain if someone is dead and CPR is not possible.
As well, a zombie, which is weaker than an average human, unless they're freshly turned, then they're the same strength, punching through a coffin and 6 feet of dirt.
Yeah, nope. It would end up being just...
And often a layer of concrete.
Now,
yeah.
If this was to Adam, actually happen and the dead came out from the ground, our parents would be screwed during a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yes,
it's
carry
a small
the dead
graveyard,
weight.
Though, and they've got guns.
And you know what? At least they've never had to put up with the problems with their neighbors that I did.
Yeah, their neighbors stay pretty quiet.
What is the point of the shot?
There's worms coming out of its fucking brain. Just saying. Aim for the head. single bullet wound works.
Yeah.
Worms, however, are a different story.
Yeah. Worms help. They actually make
Nemesis. He acts much better in this movie than he did in the last. Like, you can tell he's emoting much more.
Oh, yeah. It's not just dull surprise.
He's no longer practicing the Kristen Stewart method of acting.
Yeah.
Although his mouth is always open.
Well, his lips are always open. His mouth is... It stays closed at some... It stays closed at points. This giant head, tiny eye.
He's a cute little baby underneath.
Yes. Leave yourself in the capable hands of Carlos Oliveira and Nikolai Zhinovev. They don't give a fuck about their cargo. They can't hear you. I am Russian! Where is my vodka? Yes, healthcare brought to you by Umbrella. You get sick? Become a zombie! If you're sick of a zombie,
if you get sick, if you get sick, we probably caused it.
Yeah. I was like, excuse me, I have this very strange cough. Okay, have you eaten any food developed by Umbrella recently? Yes. Okay, go down the hall for a store on your left.
He was in a room with a window that you can look through, not even that deep in the hospital. Does Umbrella just, like, not give a fuck whatsoever?
Of course they don't.
I'm just going to say this. You think that their windows would be bulletproof or shatterproof, but they're not. Because it's Toronto.
Yeah. No, it is Raccoon City. You left some bullets, dude. Rocket Lounger. These. God damn it! Seriously, they need to wear. They need to start wearing better armor, or at least armor that covers all of them.
Or roll down their sleeves.
Yes.
He's not. He hasn't even uncovered that much of his skin. He's uncovered like an inch and a half of his skin.
Is a zombie really smart enough to be able to distinguish between skin and clothes? I don't think so. Oh, they're racist. They wouldn't need a black person. Oh, it just looks like they're wearing clothes. There's nowhere to bite them. I'm assuming.
Bad idea to wear headphones alone in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Like, if you're in a group... Maybe. Ha! You didn't even pull back the fucking hammer on that. You're just like... Ha! I'm a black guy.
I'd take it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is a shotgun.
Oh my god, it's not.
Yeah,
assist.
I'd take it.
It's Nemesis.
He's wearing Lolita boots. Gothic Lolita boots.
Yep.
Since when are you not aiming for the head?
Since fuck you.
And he's got a bigger fucking head to shoot for.
Yeah.
This whole time he's been aiming for the heads.
Rocket Launcher.
Now those do blow up like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a rocket launcher. Yes, well organized, as you can see from them running around.
They're running around in an organized fashion.
No, they're not.
Because they're not aiming for the head.
Nope. Aim for the face, dude. Shoot him in the teeth.
Seriously, they're aiming for his fucking body armor.
Yeah, that's because it wasn't safe to put squibs on the dude's face.
Yeah. They could have just put a fake head on top of, like, a trolley thing. And just did a close zoom into that.
Yeah, it's not like he has much movement.
Yeah. Just put a fucking motor in his mouth. He'll be fine. No. No, no. No. I don't care how good a shot you are. Can you hear him talking? I'm not going to die today. Hallelujah. You're not. You're really not. Horrible, horrible anal things.
I was part of the rape group. And then I got put in the test subject group. I got demoted, man.
Yeah. I had so much fun in the rape group. But then they realized I liked it and it wasn't really rape anymore.
Where did her other pant leg go? Does she ever have a second pant leg?
Maybe got ripped. Yeah.
You're gonna get us killed.
Bitch, please. I'm the main character of these goddamn movies. Why is the zoom always the same in that camera, no matter how far away she is?
Because she's a terrible cinematographer.
She's a reporter.
She doesn't work with that technical stuff.
Or you get a building with multiple floors and go up.
Or you find a bomb shelter.
Don't go underground. Yep.
I don't know. The Diefenbunker sure seems like a good option.
And if they happen to trap down
it's
there.
Pretty far from them.
Worth it, though.
That's really far from us.
It's up in Ottawa.
They got away with this. Yeah. It's a tragic accident that has a blast center in the middle of a building there that is nowhere near the nuclear power plant.
People that would investigate it would be Umbrella.
Well, first we kill you. What are you searching for? It's disturbance in the force.
It's that big, ugly thing.
Yeah. What, your mama? Ha! That's what you get for being a dumbass. Threat moderate. Well, at least they got some practical effects for Nemesis. It's a nice thing with these movies, that they at least try for some practical effects. They don't look good, but they try.
Yeah, they're not too over-reliant on CG.
Yeah. You know, they have their fair share, but... like, there are still quite a few shots of it, of him just being a dude in a suit.
The only thing that would make it better is if we could see the zipper.
Okay, here's something that I never understood with this movie. So he managed to like take out like 12 stars guys and not touch Mike Epps with a minigun, but he can't hit one person.
Yep, because he was right aiming for her feet. He wanted to make her dance.
No, he wanted to kill her. That's the entire point. Like, seeing which one's better, Nemesis or Alice.
He's disobeying orders. He just wants to tango.
Yes, he was really aiming for her feet there with those chest-high level shots.
Yeah.
We'll get some body work into the dance routine.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Naughty, naughty Nemesis.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? See, that's where you're supposed to keep your hands and feet inside the garbage disposal at all times.
Because that would work.
Yep. A plastic garbage can will definitely protect you from missiles.
Well, it's better than hiding well. From a nuke in a refrigerator.
Yeah. Of course, I broke her middle finger.
Dislocate.
I thought I cut her.
Yeah, she got cut on her arm. You can see it there.
Not well.
You're not well.
No, I'm not. I remember this goddamn website.
Damn, bitch, can't you even hotwire a car?
Nope.
Too bad the black guy's gone. He probably would have known.
Racism!
Zing. Almost as racist as the Walking Dead game.
The game isn't racist. Kenny's racist.
Yeah.
Speak of the devil!
Alice told
supposed
you what would happen.
To go green to yellow!
Don't close your eyes when you shoot.
She used to be a trick shot at the circus.
I mean, that's why she's wearing the tank top. Or tube top, whatever it's called.
Gotta be careful. If you close your eyes and shoot, Shia LaBeouf might yell at you.
Yeah. And then curse really badly. I thought I said asses the first time. How does this guy do this? Like that was like a display cell phone. I'm pretty sure it didn't have a SIM card in it. Yes, check out my clothed shoulders.
See, he's a smart person. He's wearing leather, I think. Maybe flabber.
Yeah. And full sleeves.
Yep. Doesn't matter how hot it is.
All he needs is gloves. He'll be set.
Like a riot helmet would be cool too.
Yeah.
With one of the coolant scarves. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so many bikes.
Yeah. Skinless dogs. Remember that scene from the first movie? Let's do it again. Because dogs. It's Resident Evil. We need dogs. We don't have Leon Scott Kennedy or Claire Redfield. You know, he is rookie cop Leon S. Kennedy. Yes, as you shouldn't. You people are idiots! What if I run out of bullets? What are the safeties on? I can't aim well. What if it jams?
What if I trip over my own heels?
What if I hold it backwards? What end does the bullets come out of?
What if my fingers? What if my fingers swell up and I can't get my finger through the trigger hole?
Yeah.
There is one.
They're built for Americans.
America. Ha, that's cold! Open the other one.
It's great that he was holding the gun sideways like that.
Turtle!
Yeah. Slightly.
He's holding the gun sideways! No point to it.
Let me tell you, he's gonna get some bad slide bite.
Yep. But hey, it's gangsta.
See, this is what I hate about military training. I know too much about guns and explosives. Movies are ruined.
Fuck you. Yes, don't tell them about your other friends with guns. She is horrible. Is she still filming? This could be... Yeah, this could be worse than the vlogs that were in Chronicle. So much for your
the
Pulitzer.
The quote-unquote vlogs.
Yes. Dumbass. Dumbass moment coming up.
That's all I can think.
Don't startle a witch. Don't do it. Turn your flashlight off.
Where did they come from?
Where? Yeah, I know.
Oh my god, it's the children of the corn.
Get them before they sacrifice you to he who walks between the rows. How did her camera end up over there?
Wow, there was a vicious game of dodgeball going on there.
I think
students must love them balls.
Oh, that person I left alone with a gun and no training might have been hurt? What do you mean?
Yes. The horribly skittish and totally unreliable TV reporter got hurt. Who'd have thunk it? Yeah, some cries.
Where'd they go? Those zombies GTFO'd pretty quickly.
Yep.
Yeah. They ate, they left.
Dine and dash.
Yeah. That shirt's getting tighter as the movie goes on.
I think it's because it's falling down. She has actually saggy boobs. She's just wearing a push-up strapless bra.
Sk- rescuing the zombie dogs. Do dogs see the world dropping frames? Is that a thing that they're colorblind, they drop frames?
Yep.
Nice shot, bro.
Enter that creepy guy from Freddy vs. Jason.
You get it.
Yes, he definitely has a freelance.
Oh, so good. His scene is the best in this goddamn movie. Oh,
have
wow.
You ever seen this?
No, I've seen this.
Okay.
I haven't.
I've seen all the movies.
That's why
I picked this. They're so good. They're so bad, but they're so good. From now on, did she leave you before? You find another way. There's obviously more than one way out of school. Look at me, Cleaver. Right, kid, we're going melee. No, I don't know what that means. Come back, don't leave me, you bitch!
How much is this going to be Jill Valentine, like, reaching for things?
That wouldn't kill them.
Surprise!
Yeah.
It could technically kill them because it severs the brain stem.
Thank God the gas is still working.
Yeah. Frying pan! The kitchen's the most deadly weapon!
Well, yeah, especially if it's going to be cast iron. Those things, holy shit. Have you ever lifted a cast iron frying pan? They're heavy. Like, you could smash windows with those things, like the double paned ones.
Oh, you dumb bitch. Why don't you just light the whole pack? Okay, fine. Whatever. Hey, girl. They have the same hair. I told you Umbrella did shit to me. Really horrible anal shit.
Why do you need to see when you already know what it is?
Because plot. She needs to show the audience.
Holy fuck.
So I guess she eats pretty light.
Yep. Either that or it works like fucking like Time Lord technology or like some weird like fourth dimensional thing where it just collapses into itself. You know, you open it one way, it's food. You open it the other way, it's virus. Symbolism. Wait, what? He developed the T-virus to help his daughter.
Yes.
Which led to zombies.
Exactly.
It reactivates cells, meaning the cells that were giving out were reactivated, as long as it's kept under control.
I know, but this...
Science, dead man, science.
I know.
I see your lack of boobs there.
Yeah. This movie would be a lot more interesting if Dr. Doom was in it.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, poor Nikolai. You had one moment of awesomeness and then was immediately taken away from you. And I mean immediately. Did you not see the duct tape? Oh, Mike Epps, you black man. Why does that phone have a QWERTY keyboard in front of it?
For those deaf people who need to text everything.
This town has a weird number of phone booths. Like payphones and
shit. Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
Not really.
There's some downtown, but that's about it.
See, now what he'd do is he would find out the number of your smartphone and call that.
Yeah, he'd install an app that lets you track his daughter. Yes, I'm quiet. What took them so long? It's their network! Wheelchairman the dick.
If he knew, why did he let him do it?
Because fuck you. It gave me telekinesis and other weird psychic powers. Well, at least not with the T-Virus, anyway.
There's a few other things where she is.
Herpes. Yeah,
the T-Virus really mutated her crabs.
Those things are fucking feisty.
Yeah. They're about the size of... you ever seen those hunters from the games? They're about the size of those things.
There's a reason why there's a screen on there that can be turned to face you.
Yeah, she had it faced away from her. And look, regenerate. In the Resident Evil text. I didn't notice that before.
Toronto.
Toronto yep. City Hall. I've been there. Our favorite hotel is like right across the street.
Yeah. We got upgraded to a $625 room. Oh, yeah.
Well, la-dee fucking da.
We got breakfast. And lots of strange looks.
Okay, looks. I thought you said something else. Yes.
I don't want to know what you thought I said.
No Assassin's Creed on them. Double hidden blade. That's what you should have done. Just snicked.
So, do you think he'd play Altair?
No.
That black guy is such a pussy. He only kicks a man when he's down.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our Ezio lined up.
Hi!
How did that happen?
Did that sniper rifle seriously have a locking system?
Yep. Had aimbot. What the
fuck? Why?
Why is she running?
Now, two interesting facts. One, they actually set up this stunt. Two, she actually did it herself for the last five floors.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
But why did she go up and over the building like that? If that's what she did.
Because shut up. It was because she wanted to take out the sniper and be awesome.
Mine.
Did she really just punch that guy in the helmet? Did she really just punch that guy in the helmet so hard he dropped his knife?
Yep.
No, I think she punched him in the hand.
These movies are so stupid. Yep,
stupidly amazing or easy. Amazingly stupid. Or both.
Oh yeah, they are both. They're stupid and amazing. Now it's time for a nightstick fight!
Wow. Yeah, they hurt.
Those things can crack concrete.
Yeah. And I just leave them. These people throw knives amazing, but terribly. Oh my god, a computer screen. Vietnam flashbacks. And dropping frames. I'm done. When the psychic bitch says we gotta hurry, you hurry. Shoot him. Shoot him. He's not using her as blocking in any way. Why didn't you shoot him? You have superpowers. You could have just gone vzz, dead. Is this card primary weaponry like the command to turn on the lights? Editor just had to
no, be No, the command to turn on the lights is nobody talks about. It's don't talk about Fight Club.
Well, that makes the first movie a bit creepy.
Wait, he said tied in speed?
Something in speed.
Tied in speed, agility, and power.
Strength. Yes.
Ha! Of course you kill the one that hasn't been traveling with her. And every time they cut to Jill Valentine, they have like a close-up of just like their shoulders off. She looks like she's naked.
Yep.
She is for those shots.
Yeah, like, if those are the only shots you're taking, why bother wearing clothes on the set?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Decency, maybe? Yeah, I know, but still, it's possible.
She's an actress in the Resident Evil movies. Does she have decency?
I don't know. She's only in two movies.
So she gains it after two movies. She gains self-respect.
Well, kind of, because the latter movie, she was in a purple jumpsuit. Well, not jumpsuit. Skin-tight leather bodysuit. That's purple. With some weird giant thing on her boobs. Hey, you know what would be a nice movie? If we could see what was happening.
Yeah, it's going all Hunger Games on us.
It's going all Transformers on us. That was actually just a spinning shot of some lights.
I feel like I'm gonna puke.
As you rightfully should. Finish him. Or finish her, who cares?
Get him in the pussy lock.
Yeah.
Pull out his stray balls.
Go all Sonya Blade on his ass. If that was one of the latter movies, that'd be like a wider shot and more close up on the actual blade thing. Well, actually, that's just cheating. I'm pretty sure this guy actually wants Alice to win.
No, he just wants a fair fight.
No, this is to see who's better. Like, Nemesis, he got his weapon from, you know, the environment. She had to have hers given to her.
The only reason he also has more physical power. So.
Yeah, but she's faster. Oh my god, you mean the guy named Nemesis is actually Matt who is being taken into the Nemesis Project? Who would have thunk it?
I can act!
Hey, it's that guy. Similar cellular regeneration. So we cut off his face and see what happened. Get him in the human eye. Yes! Rip his head off. Blow a kiss of poison death into his face. It'll cause his face to dissolve. Fatality. Punch him into the spike pit.
Suffocate him with your vagina.
Yeah. Pull out bladed fans and cut him in half.
Hit him with your super crabs.
You're making jokes made earlier. I'm just making Mortal Kombat jokes. Yeah. Well, that is true. So is he saying Milla Jovovich is the next step of evolution for humanity?
Yeah.
Eventually gonna evolve into Lilu Dallas multipass.
That's right, we're all gonna be the fifth element.
Yeah, we're gonna be the power of love. That's what the fifth element is, kids. It's wind, water, earth. It's wind, water, earth, fire, and heart.
So, yeah, if you think about it, the fifth element is really just a Captain Planet movie.
Yeah. It's Luc Besson's Captain Planet movie. Was his mouth crying?
Nemesis, grow heart.
Yeah. Nemesis defeated by power of love. What took them so long? Why'd you wait for literally every guy in the world to come to you? Nukes.
Bullets, yep. Bullets, bullets.
Violence.
Panic. Black. Ah!
Yep. Wait, that went from 59 to 0 in a second.
Yeah.
Like there was no countdown on the number. It was just 59, then jump cut to 0.
They've jump cut a lot. Are you really surprised at this point?
No, but that was just me having expectations. you know, good expectations.
Well, that's your first problem. You expect good things from the Resident Evil movies.
I expect entertainingly bad things from the Resident Evil movies.
Well, then your expectations are met.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love these movies. They're some of my favorite movies. They're terrible and stupid, but I love them.
Speaking of entertainingly stupid.
Yep. Why don't you just use your psychic powers, man? We know you have them. Shoot the helicopter out of the sky! Ha! Fuck you, bro! Especially wasn't a Wilhelm there. He just blew up.
Wow, I kind of felt like I was watching a Call of Duty video there for a second. Some moron shooting a pistol up at a helicopter.
Frames. I don't know why, but I'm suddenly really tired.
Because all you just saw was bullets.
Yeah, but then we saw Nemesis blow up one chopper with a fucking. Then we saw fucking Nemesis blow up one chopper with a missile launcher, then blow up the other chopper with a chopper.
And then blow up himself.
It's the frame rate.
With the chopper that was blown up with the other chopper.
How did the zombies know where to go?
Noise. I expect you to die. Throw him into the rear rotor. It'll be awesome. Yep, get it. Cliche!
See, it would have been funnier if she said, but he'll make me feel better.
Yeah.
Or it won't do any harm.
Oh, hey, look, zombie. He got shot in the heart and came back to life.
So this is sort of like a Walking Dead thing where we're all infected whether we get bitten or not.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say the virus was airborne. Remember in the first movie, the virus was airborne?
They said it could change from airborne to bloodborne.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it can change.
He got taken out by a crippled zombie.
Yep. That's what you get for being European.
Her crowds just got off on that.
Where did those zombies coming from the right come from?
They scaled the wall?
Zombies can't climb.
They can climb. Wiggle.
they can just run into each other enough so they've created like a mountain up to the top of the building and just climb themselves.
Was that the Scotiabank building?
Yeah, and that's the building. That's a really slow moving helicopter. Like a really slow moving helicopter.
Note the difference in the level of light. Gotta say.
That's what happens when the drop hits.
Hey, but
you know those straps that they put in helicopters? Maybe we should get into one of those. You know?
Sucks to be you, bro.
She couldn't have just raised up her other hand.
And caught it?
Which was just flailing about, yeah.
I mean, you took a guy out by underhand throwing a knife backwards without looking. I'm pretty sure you get your stick moving towards you. With your eyes open.
I'm pretty sure they tend to tie things down in elevators better than that.
You mean helicopters?
Yes.
They don't really touch.
It's a type of elevation. Just automatically interpret what I say.
Oh, hey, look, another European guy. He's obviously evil. You can tell by his hair. Just anyone who has hair like that is obviously evil. Is that Dolph Lundgren? Hey, girl, you look pretty good. You want to taste my dick?
Ew, dead man, ew.
How'd the tape get out? Yes, a sick joke that ended with the city being blown up by a nuke. Yes, of course.
It was all radiation.
Yeah, because as you know, nuclear power plants, when they explode, they cause an explosion that is sent, that is the center of the city, thousands of, like, probably kilometers away from where the actual building is. Because that's how nuclear explosions work. Yeah,
did
I just watched
slip into an episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I was gonna make a Starship Troopers joke because I just saw that recently. Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do.
How is she expected to breathe through that when obviously she can? It's not completely sealed around her mouth while she's unconscious.
Down. Science, shut up.
No, I don't want to lose my warm bath.
Yeah, I just pissed in it. It's finally warm enough. Yeah, she thought that would be horribly unhygienic.
This is her obligatory movie nudity, though. So.
Yeah, there's at least a bit in every one.
Yep.
At least for the first three.
There's, I think, a bit in the latter two. I can't remember a lot of it, though. These guys are idiots. Like, seriously. We just get destroyed by Alice. Let's make another one. Why can't I wear a jacket like? Why can't I wear a jacket normally? Like, seriously, why is she using that jacket as a towel? Yes, this person just killed all. This person just killed a dozen of your men. Let's put a sharp object next to her. Fuck. Where's the fork fuck scene gonna show up? Can you remember when I fucked you? It was like 2 days ago.
Do you remember all the rape?
Seriously, why would they clone her and give her clone all of her old memories? Is it supposed to be genetic memory? Is that what this is saying? Like how clones make memories of themselves? Remember the movie you just watched? Here's it again, really fast cutting. I'm gonna fuck y'all up. Why? I don't know. Seems like a stupid plan. Why would she drop the pen? It was a pretty good weapon for what she had.
Yeah.
Ow.
Bitch, please.
Seriously, put on the lab coat like a coat. That way we won't have to hold it.
Fighting would be easier with two hands.
Yeah.
Just don't give a rat's ass. We've all seen you naked at this
point. Psychic powers! And we never see her do this again. Ah, she did it, finally. Mole. I just noticed the mole pimple thing on her forehead. Look right there.
Why didn't they edit that out?
Wait, who, where, what? These movies are weird. Like, seriously, are these people evil clones faking it?
I think the implication is that they're faking it.
What happens to Jill in the third one? Because she's not in the third one.
She disappears.
But then she appears again like the fourth or fifth one.
Yeah, the time in between she spent as a stripper.
Well, she is blonde in the third. Well, she was blonde in that one. So, you know, it plays. Melt their brains. Do it now! Please, it'll be awesome. Why? Hi. You disappear too in the latter movies. They made me see binary.
I can see the code.
Yeah.
I can see the matrix.
Whoa. She can see the matrix, but only on the like far right of her vision.
She is the one.
Kind of. It gets weird. You'll see.
I was actually talking like Ted. I think Mila Jovovich is the one for me.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's not a bad actor. She's been in some pretty good movies. She's hot enough. You just got to steal her away from W.S. Anderson. Okay, so that was Resident Evil Apocalypse. God, I love that movie. It's not as good as the first one, but still. It's fun.
It's been a while since I watched it. I haven't seen any of the other ones, though, I don't think. I've seen bits with the crows.
Yeah, that was from 3.
Okay, that's about it.
Okay. So anyway, thank you all for joining us. So this week on the site, we're going to be having an editing cast live this Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Please join us on games.com/chat. We'd love to hear from you guys. They're going to be having games on Tuesday, anime on Thursday, as well as the anime club. Possibly. We're still working on that. Well, we're still hammering out details for that.
We're still doing another full rotation of it, right? And then...
Oh, right, yes. Yeah, so, yeah, Anime Club. We're going to be taking a look at the Anohana. The flower that we saw that day or something.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, then be sure to join us back. Be sure to join us next Friday for another Let's Watch. That we're going to be taking a look at Resident Evil Extinction. Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's Mad Max crossed with the crows, crossed with death.
And not to mention that, but did you notice in the first two movies they tend to use the blue shading on everything? They used a slightly blue filter in post-editing, whereas in the third one I believe they use a warm filter for a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's
they
desert.
Decided to change it up.
It'd be kind of weird if the desert was, blue.
It'd be awesome if it were blue. Just saying.
Yeah, so until all that stuff, though, I'm the Dead Man.
Bovi Wan.
I'm Star Child.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We will see you guys next time.